Good Tuesday morning, beloved, and thank you once again for joining me for this Tuesday morning's edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we are in 1 Chronicles chapter 15. As noted in yesterday's reading, David attempted to bring the Ark of the Covenant back to Jerusalem. In today's reading, David once again prepares to bring the Ark back to Jerusalem, and he makes detailed arrangements for its transport. And God's saving words for us for this week are praise and thanksgiving. So let's begin reading 1 Chronicles chapter 15, beginning at verse 1. For his own use, David built houses in David's city. He also prepared a place for God's Ark of the Covenant and put up a tent for it. And then he said, only Levites should carry the covenant box, or the Ark of the Covenant, because they are the ones the Lord chose to carry it and to serve him forever. So David summoned all the people of Israel to Jerusalem in order to bring the Ark of the Covenant to the place he had prepared for it. Next, he sent for the descendants of Aaron and for the Levites from the Levite clan of Kohath and from Uriel in charge of 120 members of his clan. From the clan of Merari came Asaiah in charge of 200. From the clan of Gershon, Joel in charge of 130. From the clan of Ezephon, Shemaiah, who was in charge of 200, and then from the clan of Hebron, Eliel in charge of 80, and from the clan of Uzziel, Aminadab, who was in charge of 112. David called in the priests Zadok and Abiathar, and the 6 Levites, Uriel, Uzziah, Joel, Shemaiah, Eliel, and Aminadab. And he said to the Levites, you are the leaders of the Levite clans. Purify yourself and your fellow Levites so that you can bring the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of Israel to the place I have prepared for it. Because you were not there to carry it the first time, the Lord our God punished us for not worshiping him as we should have. Then the priests and the Levites purified themselves in order to move the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord God of Israel. The Levites carried it on poles on their shoulders as the Lord had commanded through Moses. David commanded the leaders of the Levites to assign various Levites to sing and to play joyful music on harps and cymbals. From the clans of singers, they chose the following men to play the brass cymbals. Heman, son of Joel, his relative Asaph, son of Berechiah, and Ethan, son of Kishiah of the clan of Merari. To assist them, they chose the following Levites to play the high-pitched harps. Zechariah, Jaaziel, Shemiramoth, Jehiel, Unai, Eliab, Manasseh, and Benaiah. To play the low-pitched harps, they chose the following Levites, Mattathiah, Eliphihu, Mechaniah, Azaziah, and the temple guards, Obed-Edom, and Jael. Because of his skill in music, Chananiah was chosen to be in charge of the Levitical musicians. Berechiah and Elkanah, along with Obed-Edom and Jehiah, were chosen as guards for the Ark of the Covenant. The priest, Shebaniah, Jehoshaphat, Nethanel, Amasiah, Zechariah, Benaniah, and Eliezer were chosen to blow the trumpets in front of the covenant box. And today's key verse is 1 Chronicles 15, verse 14, where they write, the priests and the Levites purified themselves in order to move the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord God of Israel. So, between yesterday's reading and today's reading, something has happened, and David has discovered that the reason that what should have been a joyful occasion turned into a deadly one was because he had chosen not to transport the Ark of the Covenant according to God's will. It's interesting here that he kind of blames somebody else for that. I just got a kick out of it reading it just now. And he's talking to everybody, and he's saying only the Levites should carry the covenant box. And because you weren't here, that's why my friend was killed. Well, okay, because David decided, to remain ignorant of the way of the Lord, his friend, was killed by God. Now he has sought counsel. Now he's decided to do it the right way. Isn't that like, just like us, beloved? You know, we have some grand ideas, and we get out and we give them a try and just make a big old mess of things and get all mad at God and curse him and say this isn't fair, and we stomp our feet like little children having a temper tantrum, and then come to find out, oh, he had already prescribed in his word how this was supposed to be done. And even though we might have had the best intentions, it was not carried out. Our ideas were not carried out in the way that God had prescribed them to be. So, hopefully that's a lesson learned for all of us. Let's pray. Holy God, fill me with your spirit and purify my heart. May all my works and deeds this day serve as acts of worship, giving honor and glory to you. Amen. Well, our Tuesday morning together draws to an end as we prepare for tomorrow, where we will be reading 1 Chronicles chapter 15, where it records the event of the Ark of the Covenant being brought to Jerusalem. Until tomorrow then, beloved, may God richly bless you and your house, is my prayer.